This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley this evening. I hope you'll find this next story as interesting as I have. I just kind of stumbled across this, and I find it fascinating. Joining me on the phone right now is Russ Allen of the Shrimp Farm Market and Seafood Systems in Okemos. Good evening, Russ.
Good evening, Cheryl.
How are you this evening?
Terrific.
Let's start the first part with the shrimp farm market, which is what I first stumbled across, and I'm a little dumbfounded that I wasn't aware of you being here before. Tell me what the shrimp farm market is, and then we'll move on to what you see as the potential for what you're doing there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, the shrimp farm market is the only place in Michigan, probably the only place in pretty much the whole United States where you can come and get, you know, fresh shrimp grown right here. 52 weeks a year. We'll be open tomorrow from 9 to 1 or 9 to 6, and on Friday 9 to 1. So if you need shrimp for New Year's, that's the place to get it.
And that's kind of how I stumbled across your story, was that kind of idea. We just had Matt Rhodes on talking about champagne and stuff, and you got to have some shrimp as well for New Year's Eve. But then after talking with you a bit last night, we stumbled across what I think is the fascinating part of the story. You have built, Russ, run and consulted for shrimp farms all over the globe, literally. And you have a goal to create an industry for shrimp farming here in Michigan.
Well, you know, that's our principal, you know, goal in doing what we're doing. When I came back here to the United States in 1990 after almost 25 years living overseas, you know, the goal was to create a new industry for the state of Michigan and the United States. You know, we spent 16 years developing this technology right here in Okemos. And I think at this point we've got the most advanced technology for growing shrimp in the world today. We have the ability right here in Michigan to grow shrimp cheaper here than anywhere else in the world. But in order to do that, we need political support. We need financial support. I've started these industries in several different countries around the world, and, you know, it's not an easy thing. You can't just go down to your corner bank and say, geez, I need X million dollars to get this thing started. You know, they just don't loan money to new industries. So, you know, it takes government backing. It takes a lot of work and coordination to get a new industry started. But, you know, as we all know, with the state of the economy in the state of Michigan and the politicians saying that they want to diversify the economy, I think we've got something that can help do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're right here in the Capitol's backyard with a plan to do just that. And what you see in what you're trying to create is literally to create jobs in both processing and production. This could be huge.
Well, you know, I mean, one of the things that people don't really comprehend is that, you know, the importation of seafood is one of the biggest balance of trade deficits the United States has, and shrimp is 70% of that. We import about 1.4 billion pounds of shrimp a year at a total value of $4 or $5 billion. It's huge. So, you know, if we can create an industry here that, A, replaces that balance of trade deficit in shrimp, and, you know, B, has the capacity to export shrimp, you know, to the rest of the world, the sky's the limit if we can get it started.
And as we spoke for a bit yesterday, we're actually producing something then.
Well, you know, that's the thing, and that's been the problem in terms of getting this off the ground in the United States, is that, you know, so much of our investment effort in the U.S. has been in, you know, first the dot-coms and then flipping real estate and that kind of thing. And I think, you know, a lot of America now realizes that, you know, if we're going to get back to the type of jobs and economic climate that we're used to, we actually have to produce things that are competitive on a global scale. And, you know, that's exactly what we're talking about with shrimp, is that, you know, we can compete on a global scale. China, right now, is the biggest exporter of shrimp in the world. And, you know, by the numbers we've generated here, we can grow shrimp cheaper than they can in China. We can potentially export shrimp to China. And I don't think there's many industries in the state of Michigan that can say that right now.
What do you anticipate this would be able to generate dollar-wise in the initial phases?
Well, initially, the thing I like to say is in order to get an industry established, it's really like Henry Ford had to do with automobiles when he started that industry. He had to create the Rouge plant where he had iron ore boats coming in, and they had to manufacture their own steel. They had to build their own engines. They had to build their own tires. They had to do everything, and Model Ts came out rolling on the other side because there was no auto industry. You know, it's the same thing to establish shrimp farming in the state of Michigan. We need a shrimp Rouge plant, so to say, where, you know, we have our own brood stock, we produce our own larvae, we have our own production system, we have our own processing plant, we have our own marketing arm. You know, all that can't be done, you know, on a cheap scale. But, you know, we spent 16 years to prove the technology, develop the technology, and you know, the real frustrating factor has been that, you know, we haven't had the support from MEDC and the state of Michigan and our government, you know, to put the pieces in place to establish a new industry like this.
And this is not something that, let me rephrase it. This is something you've done before elsewhere. You've done this in Ecuador. You've done this in Belize and the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it in more countries than that. And, you know, I was one of the pioneers in the shrimp farming industry in Ecuador back in the late 70s. And, you know, since then, shrimp farming has been the poster child for development of third world countries. And, you know, it's grown to now where it's probably a 30, $40 billion industry around the world. It's been, huge boon to the economies of China, Thailand, India, Vietnam, Ecuador, Brazil, still, you know, growing in all these other places. And, you know, I've designed and built farms in all those places. I've been doing this for 35 years now. I know what it takes to establish an industry. I know what it takes to compete. And, I think we put all the pieces in place to be able to compete here in Michigan.
And what has been missing, and you say politics plays a role. Do you have hopes with a new administration that maybe things can move forward in the state of Michigan?
Well, I'm hoping they can. I mean, I think the biggest thing that's been missing is, like I said, you can't go to the corner bank to get funding. So, you know, you need to have programs set up that provide tax incentives to potential investors. A new industry is risky. There's no track record for it. The state has to believe in it. And by their belief in putting in, you know, tax incentives in place, I guess a perfect example is the 21st Century Jobs Fund that was put in place to develop new industries in the state of Michigan. That would have been the perfect vehicle to get shrimp farming and aquaculture started in the state of Michigan, except that in the wise choices of the politicians, they excluded agriculture, which we're part of, so we weren't eligible to apply for any of the 21st Century Jobs Fund money. The second thing would be the economic development zones that they put in, and those were only for food processing, weren't for actual food production. So, I mean, I think that if we could combine some of those things with the 21st Century Jobs Fund, with, you know, economic incentives through MEDC, and whatever provides some tax incentives for the development of aquaculture, I think we could get this thing going.
Absolutely, and I know you have, you actually have written legislation in regards to this industry, and I know you're not going to be let it go. Now, you mentioned a word a minute ago that I hadn't heard of until yesterday, which is aquaculture, and you are currently president of the Michigan Aquaculture Association. If you could just describe or tell us what that is, aquaculture.
Well, aquaculture is the growing of aquatic species and of all types and kinds, whether it's fish, frogs, shrimp, lobsters, you know, any of that kind of thing. And you know, aquaculture is defined in growing the aquatic species. You need fresh water. You need water. The biggest asset Michigan has is that we've got 20% of the fresh water in the world, not in the United States, 20% of the fresh water in the world, the biggest resource that you need to develop aquaculture. There's lots of different things that we as a state of Michigan can do to develop new avenues in the whole wide range of the aquaculture industry here in Michigan. I think Michigan could be not only a nationwide leader, but a world leader in aquaculture if we can put some of these things in place to get the industry off the ground.
Well, Russ, I certainly have gotten an education the last 2 days discussing this with you, and I hope our listeners have been as surprised as I am that this is all right here in our backyard, and the potential is huge. I'm gonna keep tabs on this and follow up with you at a later date. I appreciate you joining me this evening.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We've been talking with Russ Allen of the Shrimp Farm Market and Seafood Systems in Okemos. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.